Good afternoon, well, good morning, everyone here at the World Wide Web. It's your boy, Velis, and welcome to another edition of Velify. I know I've been gone for a pretty long time, and that's just because I want to make sure that when I do this podcast, I have all the content that I need. And currently, right now, I do have a lot I want to talk about. First will be the backlash that is going around for the character of Sonic. A very beloved character. Someone a lot of people like. Someone a lot of people also care about. Do not mind me. I'm just trying to get the rest of the information I want to utilize. Now, with the Sonic character, it, as you know, currently, it's getting a lot of backlash for its current look. Now, as much as I can understand, a lot of people hated the look and feel it should get a redesign. And honestly, I'm all for it as long as the redesign makes it look a little more closer to the comics. But when at first glance, looking at it, it looked pretty good. I didn't really have too much problems with it. It was better than what the promo images were. The promo images were horrible. It did not do it justice. So hopefully that changes and we get something better. Next will be, next order of business. I wanted to talk about Danny Phantom. Now, currently, the Danny Phantom TV show, as you know, has been gone for 10 years. And lately, a lot more rumors have been resurfacing that there may be a chance of a, not quote-unquote reboot, but a movie. And honestly, I'm all for that. If we can get a proper Danny Phantom movie, and it explains what's been happening after the events of the series, that would be awesome, because then it gives a chance for people to finally see what Danny's been up to since the end of the series. But if they are going to do that, I want them to do it right. I want it to come out right. I want it to look right. I want everything to kind of go how it did with the original show. I don't want something to come about and then it not be full Butch Hartman's idea. As you know, Butch Hartman is the creator. Created the theme song. So you know. To me, in any way, shape, or form, he has to be a part of making this movie. And, you know, for people like me, I think if we can get a movie that's pretty cool like that, it would appease normal fans, but also probably create some new ones. Next order of business will be, Okay. Next little bit, this will be, we'll talk about shows in general. And if people believe that we should bring back old shows as soft reboots, like how they've done with Teen Titans and Teen Titans Go, shows like Justice League Action, which kind of is technically a short, and how they've done now where certain cartoon shows are now getting movies. Like Dora, for example. Which, honestly, is still technically a glorified Tomb Raider. But I digest. Still, it's a good thing that it's being done. Because at least now we can say that there's a movie being worked on. So hopefully that can continue to work. I would love to see, I would actually watch it just to see how it goes. Hopefully it does good. Next order of business will be So, as you know, we are coming into phase 4 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Now, a lot of people are hoping that the next phase of movies could quite possibly bring in Fantastic Four before relaunching the X-Men. And honestly, I agree, because it gives them a chance to start something fresh, you know, kind of do the characters justice before making another group. And it can kind of give you a chance to test the waters with certain things. Excuse me for being kind of tired. I barely kind of slept. It was hard for me to sleep last night. I had a lot on my mind, which I'm also going to talk about here, because a good portion of my podcast, I'm going to talk about my music and reasons why sometimes I feel like, well, they won't happen, stuff like that. When I started writing music, it was because I loved music. I wanted to be able to show people. When I started learning different aspects of making music, that was a different change. That was me, quote-unquote, finding myself, finding my sound, finding what interests me. For years and years, I've been trying to put out an album just to, not to be famous, but to show people what I like when it comes to music, like my taste, my vision when it comes to music. And I've put it on the back burner so much because of my own issues, my own insecurities, my own fears. But now I'm pursuing to do this album a lot more. Expression is, there's a double meaning to it. It's for me to express how I feel when pushing this music, and you to express how you feel listening to it. I want everyone to be able to tell me, hey, fix this with your sound, or do better with this. I want critiques on every song so I can do better. Like, I'm not an artist that puts a song out, it comes out as trash and just would be like, nah, my stuff is fire. No. If people are telling me, hey, your sound is somewhat good, but you gotta like work it a little bit better, make it more fluid, I'm gonna take your critique and I'm gonna build on it. Because at the end of the day, when it comes to everything that I do, I want opinions. I don't want hate, I want to push love, but I also want opinions. I want you to tell me, what do you think? If I'm doing bad, tell me, straight up. If it's the best thing you ever heard, tell me, straight up. Like, I ain't tripping. Like, I just want to know. Because at the end of the day, if it wasn't for fans and people listening, I probably wouldn't find a love for film, my love for music, heck, my love for making this podcast. Also, I am proud to announce that I'm officially working as a full-on brand ambassador for the California clothing line. Now, they're a pretty cool semi-luxury brand, you know, some of their prices are kind of high, but I can fix that to a certain extent, because if you use my code VELIFY20, that'll cut 20% off. So you might be able to break down some of the prices of some of the things you might want off their website, which is, at the end of the day, what I want. I want to help. So, me being a brand ambassador, yes, I do get a proceeds to it. But at the end of the day, that proceed I will be using to further the content I put on YouTube when it comes to my music and when it comes to this podcast. Thank you guys for listening, honestly, because it's been a while since I've really posted and really kind of sat and like talked to you guys, and I know it's been a hell of a ride. Not many people, I'm hoping people are listening and enjoying, and I'll be doing more. You'll be hearing more from me. That's a definite. So we ain't over. It's just the beginning. Velius out, people. See y'all soon.